Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pony Sync on this Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. I'm Andy. Can everybody else say who they are?
I'm Sean.
I'm Gordon.
Well done, Gordon. You got yours all by yourself.
All right. So welcome, everybody. Sorry, I haven't been in one of these in a few weeks. I'm a little rusty here. But give me a second to get myself situated. So let's start off with RFCs. Any new RFCs to look at? Let's see, I don't think there's anything new.
Define new.
Yeah, I don't think there are any new RFCs. I think there have been a few comments in a few of them. So we didn't have a meeting last week.
The last one on the RFC, I think, was the from when we had our last one where Sylvan and Joe were both around and commented on it.
Yeah. Okay, so that was on 147. Is there?
Yep.
Yeah.
And nothing else so far.
That's what I'm seeing too. Okay. All right. Anything anybody wants to say on the RFCs? I guess we're in final comment period on 147. So
yep, and it had some comments that came in where I think they should be addressed before it gets moved to ready to vote.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Anything else to do on RFCs? We can move along from RFCs. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Pony C, any pull requests that we need to look at?
Yes.
3158, update build for OpenBSD 6.5.
This seems to have an open question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's not correct, but I'm not sure.
All right. Joe, you commented on this.
Yeah, I saw there was discussion about default pick true, and I don't see any discussion that indicates it should be removed. So
okay.
I think maybe they intended to put back default pick true, but they accidentally put back verbose true, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to tell because they squashed it in force push, so I can't tell what actually changed.
Yeah, it's definitely missing in, and Brian Callahan, who's been maintaining the OpenBSD port, says that it should be there. So that's gospel as far as I'm concerned.
All right, 3157. Includes documentation on turning a Pony program into a unikernel. That's kind of cool.
I am. I have no idea what OPS is.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at this yet. Okay.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Keep going.
I was going to say this looks like something that I'd want to look into a little more because I'm not exactly sure what's going on here.
And I don't think this belongs in the how to compile PonyC section, right? Like it's between some building on this platform, building on that platform for how to build PonyC, and this doesn't have anything about how to build PonyC, right? It's like, okay, you got PonyC already and blah.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
It's also unclear to me from the build and run it. What is HW?
I don't know. Yeah, I think there are some questions here that I think there are some details that need to be filled in. And I agree, Sean, this may not be the appropriate place for this.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Joe, on where something like this would go?
Is there a later section of the README that is more appropriate? Window.
I mean, the README is all about like building PonyC, and this is definitely something different entirely. So I don't think there's a place for this in the README as it exists.
Yeah, it's all about how to get PonyC available. How to use. This is like how to use PonyC to do something.
This sort of thing feels like the type of thing that I was thinking was part of like the existing user section of like the website, right? Where, hey, if you're already a PonyC user, you know how all that stuff. It's like, hey, here's information on how you could use PonyC with, what's it called again?
OPS.
OPS, yeah, to build unikernel applications that would then have, like some additional background, et cetera, type stuff there. Because, yeah, that would be my thought.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, living alongside, like, hey, here's the profiling stuff, here's, you know, the performance cheat sheet, here's debugging stuff, et cetera, type things that you'd want.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody want to leave a comment to that effect?
I will do that. Oh, his name is Ian. I have a brother named Ian. Not that anybody cares, but there you go.
Nobody cares.
I care, Sean. Okay, can we move on to the next one?
Yeah, I probably won't participate for a bit, but yes.
Keep going. Okay. 3156, make OpenSSL 1.1.1 a valid default SSL version in refactor logic. Let's see here. Looks like there's a few tests that aren't passing. Okay, Joe. It looks like you commented on this, and Sean did too.
which number?
Sorry, this is 3156.
We just wait for the response to Sean's remark about the IPS only.
Yeah. All right. Uh, 3155, add unchop to an array and unchop repeat stir and mol to string.
It's approved by me. I think we can go ahead and merge it if everyone agrees.
Okay, I just got done with the unikernel instructions one.
Okay, we're looking at 3155. Dipin added unchop to array and
I pinged him like 10 minutes ago to see if he was ready to go into final review, and he said yes. So
Joe approved these changes.
Okay, well, hold on, this would be a change log added, right? I always forget that. Okay, so
there's a fix in there too for how chop works.
Okay.
Chop is broken apparently.
Oh no! Really? What's broken about it?
It was the doc string was incorrect, I think.
And apparently update chop in string in an array to allow is to work correctly after an unchop. Huh. I wonder what the change specific to that is.
So yeah, so I guess the doc string wasn't incorrect. So this actually, it changes the behavior of chop. Is that true? I originally thought that the doc string for chop was incorrect and this fixed the doc string, but now I'm thinking that it changes the behavior of chop.
Yeah, this would be a breaking change, yes? Yeah?
Let's see, start pointing over this quick one. Why is that?
So the original trimmed array is the original array is trimmed in place and returned now as the left portion. Right?
Right. I guess it's not a breaking change per se. It depends on if anyone was expecting if anyone's relying on the behavior of like using is or identity checking on those strings. Because, yeah, it's still returning left as the first element of the tuple and right as the second element of the tuple. It's an ISO, so you're consume the string before you consume the string or array before you chop it. So you're giving up your reference to it, and this is only changing which portion of which element of the tuple has the same pointer identity as.
Okay. All right.
And I think Dippin's argument is that this is fixed. Like this is how it should be in terms of identity. But, so it change, but perhaps affect. I don't know. It's
but if I wait, it's still returning the same. It's returning the same thing in the tuple positions. I'm not.
The value of what's returned is the same as before.
Oh, okay.
The identity is different.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then yeah, I suppose that could be breaking, but I think that it would be good to note that in release notes. But it's probably not going to blow up anybody's code.
Yeah, I would probably argue that this is the correct behavior. Is that the mm-hmm. like I don't know? It feels more correct to me that the string whose first element, or the string or array whose first element is the same as the original string or array, should be the one whose identity is now the same.
Yeah. See, so Dipin should have just written chop right the first time.
That would have solved all the problems.
So yeah, arguably this is like a fixed thing for chop rather than
yeah. You know. That makes sense to me. All right, I'll add a fixed as well. Ooh, okay. All right, so merge then.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay, and I left a comment asking Dipin to leave some release notes on this for the happening soon release. All right, cool.
Okay, fixed cycle detector issue with check-in for blocked actors, 3154.
So this is a fixed. And Joe, you reviewed this and it looked good to you at this point?
Looking again. Yes.
Okay, I'll merge it then.
Is this... Is there any potential? Oh, okay. I was wondering if there were any potential performance issues, but it doesn't look like there would be.
I would be surprised if there is, but I mean, cycle detector, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, arguably this is in, like, this is, like, increasing the number of, at that check on line 560-ish,
mm-hmm.
This is increasing possibly increasing the number of iterations of this loop. We are breaking not as quickly for large workloads, but mm-hmm. So that is the intended change here. But it's unclear to me what the overall effect would be, in terms of performance.
Yeah. And I think that would vary greatly based on the application that would be using the cycle detector.
Mm-hmm.
And for people with performance, really performance sensitive stuff, in general, the performance guide already suggests using Pony no block to turn off the cycle detector.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Which okay. Might not always be possible, but so merge?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
I think that the changelog bot is broken.
All right.
Because I had to add a missing entry like a month ago.
Okay.
Right? And I haven't seen, and there have been other things that have been merged. Like, we just merged those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something to look into.
Several improvements to random package. That's also missing, but there was no tag added. Okay. I'm going to...
I'll add a note to myself, and I'll leave a message in Zillup after fixing the bot, and then we can kind of circle back and figure out how many change log entries we missed.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and add some of these. I'm just going to add them now.
Okay. Just, I guess, be aware there may be more.
Yeah. Yeah, but these are ones since the last release that I can see here. So, okay. So no, I see for 3135. This is good. He added them manually. Okay, that's good. So oh my, what's going on here? Okay. Okay. So. Fun. Ugh, bastard. All right, you guys can keep going. I'm working on a.
Okay. 3153. Wake up suspended scheduler thread if there's work for another one. Joe, it looks like you've already approved this.
Yes.
Yeah. So this seems good. Is there any reason not to?
No, I say go ahead. I just, you know, sometimes with Dippin's PRs, I don't know if he like wants to control the order in which they're merged or whatever. Or if he, I don't know. It's not always clear to me that it's like actually ready to merge. So,
okay.
I don't want to like go gung ho and then be like, oh, that wasn't ready yet. So, yeah.
All right. Should we just ask him?
Well, no. Like this should be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and add the tag to it anyway, and I'm just adding to the change log right now. But add the fix to it. This is 3153, right?
Yeah.
I wonder, Joe, I think I mentioned this previously before, maybe instead of using hook.io, having a GitHub action might be easier to support now that they have those.
Maybe, yeah. I
mentioned that at some point, but I don't.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to look into what's broken about hook.io and then see if I can fix it. And if it is if it looks like a difficult fix or like less trouble to just do GitHub actions, we can do that.
All right, four updates to the changelog coming, being pushed as we speak.
That looks like it on the new PR side, or PRs with new things side.
There's been changes to 31-34. It looks like that.
Were there? Mm-mm. Oh, they just looked at that. You may be right. Sorry.
It looks at some point he added some updates and force pushed.
Oh, okay.
This looks good to me. No. I'm going to merge it. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like, yeah, hook.io is having an issue where it says, type error res.map is not a function. Cool. All right.
No pull requests on the tutorial. And nothing for Pony Stable.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A GitHub action definitely might make it easier to add to a variety of different repos, but I've never had time to look into that.
I've never set up a GitHub action before, so I don't know much about it, so we'll see.
Basically, you have a container that exists somewhere in like Docker Hub, right? Which will be, it'll be triggered to have your the code checked out for wherever it is based on certain hooks that would be like webhook type things, right? Like something is pushed or whatever, and then you can decide to do something based on it there. So okay. It's like, you know, it's so you have a Docker file with the container, you know, I got the container and whatever your code is that runs against the repo, and then it has like get some kind of access to be able to push with the proper stuff for the repo that it's running.
Yes, that does sound like it's appropriate for this use case.
Yep. And then that action can be made like available. So you can run that action. Like you can say, hey, there's the PonyLang org, you know, that has this action, which exists over here under like the action has its own repo. Right. And then you can add it to any number of projects.
Okay.
I've never actually built one that's anything other than like a stupid little help the world thing. But yes, but there are like, if you go check out, there are a number of example, well, not example ones, but actual ones where you can go and check out the, how they did it. I'm going to send you a link on this one called issue label bot, right, which automatically adds a feature request, bug, or question to stuff as it gets opened. It's one which I was using to learn a bit more about. Now I'll send that to you on Zulip right now, Joe. It was helpful for me to understand more about the actual thing. It's one of the couple that I checked out when I was really trying to understand it.
All right. It doesn't look like there are any new issues.
That I would believe you on that.
And
yep. Nope, because the last one there is the one that I opened when Joe and I were talking.
Yep.
During the sync 2 weeks ago, when Joe was like, really? That's not what I'd expect Pony Min Threads to do. And yep. I'm like, okay, so that's probably a confusing name.
Yes, that appears to be the last one. And
yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, and the only one that's marked as needs discussion during sync is this Libitonic one, 3001.
Yeah, that's one where we basically just with Silva need to go, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That's out of our control.
Yep.
So it looks like the issue with the hook.io for Pony and Lang main bot is that it's the NPM package that it's using for the GitHub API changed the way their API works. That's fun.
And it automatically updates? It's not fixed on a thing?
Yeah, let me see if I can make it be fixed. Not immediately clear to me, but it's been a while since I set this up. So I will see if I can pin it to the older version for now.
That probably means that the Wallaloo Labs one is broken too, seeing how it's a version of yours.
Yeah. Yeah, so they changed the API of the NPM package, and they also renamed the NPM package. It is now using the standard promises convention rather than the convention that was used previously where you pass a... Anyway, irrelevant, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to look at?
I don't think so. I checked. The tutorial and stable repos are
okay. All right. Okay.
Cool. So I'm going to try and do a release this weekend. We'll see if it actually happens. But that's my plan, is to do the release this weekend. And we got some more stuff in there to release. So, yay! As long as Dippin gets those release notes to me, then I should be able to do it on, like, Saturday. Or maybe Friday again.
Here's a reason to update to use GitHub Actions. Due to high demand, Hook.io is no longer supporting indefinitely free accounts. If this account is not upgraded within 4 days, it will become temporarily locked.
Oh. Okay.
I use GitHub Actions.
Soon.
Yes.
Okay. Is that something?
That's a great reason.
Do you have time to do that, Joe, or?
I'll make time, figure it out.
Okay.
I mean, it's already broken, so it's
not going to be any more broken.
I like your attitude there. That's a very Sean attitude. It's already broken. I can't do any more damage.
All I'm going to do right now is copy the source code out in case they lock access to that later.
Sounds like a good idea.
Anyway.
Okay. I will stop recording then and